Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Hi, John.
We are having an absolute phenomenal discussion with the authors of Over 60 Shades of Grey. And that's Barbara Pascoff and Carol Pack. And these ladies are telling us friends since 1998.
88.
88. Oh, I'm sorry. 88.
Well, you should be.
Okay. That's because I went to... Probably I went to Barbara's English class and I'm as dumb as dirt. But
that's right.
So you get what you pay for. But I want to move it over to Jerry because I know Jerry reviewed the book. And I think the important thing is books like this, they're timely. And you felt the need for the book, but you also put yourself into the book. Right. So these are the kind of books. You didn't make a story up about somebody on a white horse going over the hill to the love of their life.
Well, I do that. I write other books that...
No, but not this one is a story that's factual, though. In reference to, guess what? You're not alone. You said it earlier. One of you guys said it. I don't mean... You're not alone.
No.
And that's the kind of book for the person who reads this and says, oh, you mean I'm not crazy? Oh, you mean this is happening to somebody else? And there are people still that won't talk to anybody. But you read in the book and say, okay, then you can go from there.
Not so bad.
On an overall broad look at the book, apropos to what you were saying before, that people are thinking the same things, the impression I got is that this is all normal.
Mm-hmm.
What's taking place as people age is normal. It's right. Not unusual, unless, God forbid, there's a particular affliction, but generally speaking. And this book really presents that to everyone. So you feel that what you're going through, everyone else is going through, that's
right.
In the same category age-wise. Mm-hmm. And it was just wonderful. So I sat down last night and I said, you know what? Let me just look through the book so I can have an idea. Maybe, you know, John will give me a question or give me a moment to ask a question or two. And as I start to read it, I'm reading one after the other, one essay after another. I couldn't put the book down. 2.5 hours later,
good.
I was at page 222.
Aww.
And it was wonderful.
Thank you.
I loved the way you wrote it. Short essays, 2 pages long. You could breeze through it in 2 minutes, and you felt you were getting through the book. But every topic was brand new and interesting. I loved, for example... I shouldn't dominate this because please
dominate away.
We like to
keep saying what you're saying. This is good.
Okay, yes. Good. We'll go national then.
Okay.
I loved, for example, you spoke the essay 39 about technology. So many people feel that they're challenged mm-hmm. with all the new technological advancements.
Right.
You broke it down and just made it easy for people to get into it at whatever level they can. Number 42, you talked about dating. I run a group for Temple Judea in Manhasset,
mm-hmm.
a singles group,
mm-hmm.
and it's primarily meant for baby boomers and various age groups. And people come and they ask about dating. I have to tell them about your book.
Oh, please
because
do.
It's just great. It just opens your eyes to the fact that everyone feels the same pressures and the same feelings about the topic. You talked about eyes, ears.
Just keep the thought.
Yes.
I just wanted to jump in. Everyone feels the same. Nobody says it, but everyone does feel the same.
You have
That's
to.
The point.
You
have to.
It's just...
This doesn't move, that doesn't move, something
doesn't
work.
It's the evolution of aging.
Right.
And
right.
if they don't feel it one day, because they press it down, who wants to think about it? Because,
right.
tell you the truth, it's kind of depressing. I mean, Betty Davis said it takes guts getting older.
Mm.
This is not an easy ride.
Right, 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 right.
I quoted my grandfather in the book. He used to always say, after 60, it's a new pain every day. And it's so accurate. It's just part of the process. You just have to go through it and learn which ones really stick around and
right,
which
right,
ones
right,
you,
right, right.
you'll be okay in another day or two.
That's the truth.
It's a good point. You really hit it right on the head when you summarize what we were just saying. You talked about the eyes, the ears, the skin dimples that people suddenly see they have a few here or there, but it's all normal. And once you begin to accept that, you don't angst over it. You accept it, you move on. This is you, and you become your own best friend.
One can only hope.
Well, yes.
Because there is an angst every time you look in the mirror. Let me say this right away. You have time to get there. But once you get there, let me tell you, it really takes getting used to. Frankly, writing this book for me has, I've been in therapy for a very, very long time. Still am. I am a lifer. Writing this book was, I think, the best therapy. Number one, I learned how to really laugh at me. Number two, where am I? You see, I lost my memory. That's all part of it, too. You scratch the surface more deeply, and you know you're going to get to the other page. And it's okay. You just had to learn to handle it a little bit more successfully.
And even the handling of it, there is no right or wrong handling.
No.
The fact that you're willing to handle it is the main thing.
100%.
That's all there is to it.
100%.
And I could do it my way, and Carol's going to do it her way. And
as long as you do it.
Right, as long as you do it. Right.
And writing about it is a great way to do it, because you're chronicling your life and the different parts of it, and it puts it into prerogative, and it sorts it out in your brain.
Right.
So
right.
That's something I would recommend to everybody, is to journal their day to day, because it helps them look at it in black and white and get over it, get past it, and just continue on.
Right. No, I agree with you 100% there. And the other thing too, which people, now it gets very new age or whatever you want to say, but even the people that have terrible, terrible situations, and this sounds really stupid, but somebody has it worse, and you have to look at it that way. You got to turn around and say, guess what? This is what my day is. That's what my day is. You know, I'd like to jump around and do tumble salts and get into my Bentley. That's not for everybody. You know, so if your day...
I don't know. I want to do somersaults and get into my Bentley.
If your day is going to make you walk a little slower, you walk a little slower.
Well, that's where you have to experience not only your life, but everybody else's life, and walk in their shoes in order to gain that perspective. Which
right,
is
right.
a hard thing to maintain for me every day. Can I feel sorry for myself? I absolutely can. Can I also, on the other hand, say, all right, you've had a pity party long enough, it's time to move on.
Right, right.
Because you are one lucky lady.
Isn't the idea of volunteering so healthy for people?
Giving is getting.
Isn't it? You give to people, you put yourself out there, you don't think about it. Like having a pet is similar also.
Yeah.
You have a pet, you're giving to another life. You think less of yourself and more about them.
100%.
Yeah.
Those are all ways to just keep viable, volunteering, developing hobbies, going out to meet new groups, joining new groups, taking an extended learning class. There are so many ways people can get out there and stay active, and it keeps their brain going, and it keeps their blood flowing. And I mean, if every person would just take charge of their own life and say, hey, it's up to me to get out there, because I noticed as I was getting older, I was becoming agoraphobic. I didn't want to have to leave the house. I was comfortable sitting in my house writing. And once I started writing the book with Barbara, I was forced to go out on a regular basis. And she made me come out of a shell that I was building brick by brick.
Wow.
So it really is something you have to get out there.
I just want to say, in conjunction with what Carol was saying, when you volunteer, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling not so I about something, getting out there and giving makes you feel valuable.
That's very good.
That you are giving something. And I always say, there is, you're not altruistic by giving. You really aren't, because you are still getting.
Yeah.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
But just give, because you have no idea the benefits that you will feel. And if you are feeling, we have a chapter in the book where people, when they get to a certain age, and even younger, because we're all people, we get down on ourselves, what can I do? It's very easy to do that. What you have to do is write a list and say, well, this is who I am, and just write the positives. I'm honest, I'm decent, I'm good to people, I'm charitable. And right there in writing it in black and white, you might be able to say, you know, hey, I'm not so bad after all.
Just you're saying about doing good for people. You know the expression, no good deed goes unpunished?
Oh, I have lived it too many times.
But you know what it really means and how it came about?
Tell me.
That the person doing the good deed wasn't doing it for a good deed. They did it for self-benefit.
Of course.
And therefore, it's being punished because it really wasn't a good deed in the first place.
Oh, my God.
So they use it like, I did such a good thing and I'm getting punished. You didn't get punished. You didn't do a good thing.
You made
a phony thing, trying to make a good thing just for yourself.
Right.
That's what I read it someplace, like, well, that makes sense when people say, oh, no good deed. The person wasn't doing the good deed for the other person. They did it for themselves.
Which brings us to another point here is how many, one sentence has how many interpretations?
Right.
Unbelievable. But our book is really straightforward and wonderful, and there is only one interpretation. Buy it, get it, learn, live, love, and laugh.
I love the part in your book where you talked about being happy for this day.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday is yesterday. Tomorrow is tomorrow. But be happy for this day. And what we were talking about with volunteering, there's no greater happiness than someone saying to you, thanks for helping me.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping me through this. And you did it for them. That's a great benefit of volunteering.
You know what we didn't do? We didn't give out a phone number. Is there a phone number we can give out for somebody who wants the book, or how can they get the book? We didn't talk about that. We're almost out of time.
We can get the book, or they can get the book, on Amazon.
Okay.
They could get the book on BarnesandNobles.com.
Okay.
They could get the book in the iTunes store. The book is digital, but on Amazon they could also get the paperback version of it. And Barnes & Noble's, they could get the paperback version of it. And we're still trying to line up a few other places that could carry the book.
Okay.
They can also contact us via our website.
Perfect.
At www.overshadesofgray.com.
Over 60 shades.
What did I say?
You left out the 60.
You left out the 60.
I said what?
45.
Which 46. Is another chapter. It's another chapter. It's memory.
So www.over60shadesofgray.
Spelled with an A. GrayA.com.
The American way. Gray with an E is the British way.
Terrific. Ladies, we're out of time. This was phenomenal.
Oh,
thank you for
and
having us.
Bring up again, but thank you so much for coming. Barbara Carroll.
Thank you.
I did reverse.
We
Barbara
loved
Carroll.
It. Yeah.
But really, it was a great time. Congratulations with this book, and I'm sure it's going to do well.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.